how good does a night like this feel?
Well, it's really, really special for our young ladies and for our staff and for everyone associated with Gopher Women's Basketball. From what the Big Ten Network said, it's been a hot minute, like 17 years. Is that right?
2007 was the last time the
Gophers won
here. Yes.
Oh, one here.
Yeah.
That was 2009 since our last top 10 win on the road or something like that. I was like, I think all of our players were around at that point in time, but, you know, so it is a really big moment for us, and I thought our young ladies played with an incredible amount of composure, you know.
Yes.
You're playing in an incredibly, incredibly tough environment, and so kudos to Iowa for what they've created here and what this looks like and how loud it gets, and to our players' credit, I think we just continued to stay composed throughout it, and, you know, yes, they made a run, and that happens in games, and, you know, we took care of the ball. We just didn't score very efficiently. We did turn over a couple scenarios with some short gap that we should have pitched it, but you know, you're also trying to play smart. They came down and scored quickly, but to our players' credit, I think we weathered the storm and played really, really good basketball. We didn't do it the way that necessarily we've done it in the past with really solid defense. I don't know that we really did that, but we scored, you know, and so there's different ways to go about doing it, and you know, find a way is one of our mainstays, and we, our young ladies, found a way, so that was pretty special.
You found a way by shooting well, over 50% again for a game. That's incredible against a top team in the country.
Right. Yeah, and in a very, very tough environment.
Oh.
So really, really special opportunity. And I thought today in shoot around, and I said this to, you know, a couple of people who texted before the game, and I just said, I don't know how we're going to play, and regardless of outcome, the process is getting really, really good for our team right now, and our players are doing a lot of good things. So I thought our shoot around was just really energetic but businesslike. It was different. It was a different vibe, and I thought they just took ownership of doing little things really, really well and got ready. And you know, we were trying to get stops without fouling early on, and we weren't particularly physical, and then they scored, and then we got a little bit more physical, but then we also got more fouls. So give and take with all of it.
10 of 14 from three. We talk about how far the offense has come this
right.
season. I remember sitting, you know, November, December, we're in the Bahamas, and you say, we shoot 30%, you're not going to win. It's really hard to win. It just shows how much the offense has improved. I mean, all 14, maybe not Mara's last bank, which
right.
you take
that
it.
That was a tough one, yep.
But they were all just great looks.
They were great looks. And I thought, you know, what was really, I thought in the first quarter, I kept saying to our staff at that point in time, if we can score at the rim, we're going to be up,
right.
we'd be up 9, we'd be up 12, we'd be up 15 in the first quarter. But we had, I think at halftime, we were, I don't even know, I want to say it was like 12 of 25 or something at the rim, and or maybe even 12 of 27. So then, you know, but the way that Iowa guards, and this is different. Purdue guarded us differently than Iowa does. Iowa makes contact with you kind of in the middle of the lane. And so, you know, when you go to score and you're off of 1 foot, all of a sudden you saw a couple of our shots go. We were going to this, you know, to the side of the lane at that point in time. But find a way. So it was really, really special. And to our fans who drove down here, and there were quite a few of them, and they weren't nearly as loud as the Iowa fans, but they were trying their hearts out.
Per capita, they packed a good punch. I mean, it's tough.
They did. You know, but and Iowa's a great team. You know, and you got to see so many signs of that, and they're just so hard to guard. And, you know, so ultimately, when you can't slow them down, which we really didn't, we just got to find another way, and we were fortunate enough to do that today.
Unbelievable in the rebounding. Look at that. Look at those rebounding numbers.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, you know, to score at a 51% clip and also get 14 offensive rebounds. And some of them don't even get counted because, like, Amaya's late one that she got fouled. I'm not sure that counts as an offensive rebound for her. Maybe it counts as a team one. I'm not really sure how that goes in the stat sheet. You know, but 16 assists, 11 turnovers, so a lot of really good things from an effort standpoint, from an execution standpoint. You know, I just – We need to enjoy this one.
Yes.
We really do, because our young ladies fought and they battled and found a way. And I thought they stayed very, very composed. You knew that there was going to be a run, and they made many of them, and you just have to stay composed throughout it. And I thought our young ladies did that.
Ice cream will be never sweeter than tonight.
Never sweeter than tonight. Never sweeter than tonight. But again, I think our young ladies, the process is good. And so now they get to enjoy the results that come along with doing things at a high level. And so now we will actually stay on the road, as you guys know, because from a recovery standpoint, that's a really big deal. It's a really big deal. You know, we are in the stretch of a number of Big Ten games without a bye. Our bye is at the beginning and at the end, and so being recovered is really, really important. The fact that we have a number of our classes that we can do while we're on the road is also really, really important, because we have academic high-achieving young ladies, and they do both at a really high level. So to my mom, who is in the hospital right now, I'm sure she's still listening, and so I apologize that I got a little bit nerve-wracking for you, because she doesn't like that a whole lot, you know, and it was a really rough day for her. So for that, I slightly apologize, but at the same time, you know, I know she's enjoying it, and hope she gets better real soon.
I hope she gets some ice cream too, you know?
She should. That's exactly right.
Yeah, it was awesome. As you can see, my phone texts just keep lighting up and lighting up.
Yeah, there's a lot of buzzing going on.
I assume
right
yours will let you get back to some of those notifications. Something that hasn't been done in 19 years, a million other things that haven't been done in 5, 10, 15, 20 years. I know.
Is that right?
You know, just the top 10 wins, the win over Iowa in general, that goes back to 2018. You know, you're 8-4 in the Big Ten. That goes back, you know, now 10, 15 years. That's just the conversation that you keep putting yourself in, which I imagine is pretty gratifying.
Well, you know what it rewards us with? A chance to go back and celebrate with some ice cream and get to work and get ready for the next one. Because
the Rutgers film is ready. I was just talking until the Rutgers film is ready, and now you can go. I got the sign. You can go clip it and get ready for the Scarlet Knights on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock Central, noon Eastern.
Boy, that's early. That's early. So we'll actually be doing something a little bit different. We won't actually be practicing on their court. We won't take a shoot-around, because our shoot-around will be at 6 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time, which is 5 o'clock in the morning for us. And I don't know if you guys know this much about college kids, but they don't like to get up that early. Mm. They do. And our young ladies get up and they will work out certainly in the summer. But we're in the middle of the season. So then you're getting up at 4:15 in the morning for your body and getting ready for a shoot around. And we said, we just got to go. We got to find a new way to do this. And again, there are multiple ways to go about getting things done. And so we're going to have to be locked in. And they knew that in advance before this trip even started. So, you know, we're going to have to respond at a high level.
Can't wait for Sunday. Congrats, Coach.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Awesome
Thanks
night.
To all our fans who are still listening. Hopefully you're enjoying too. Have some ice cream yourself.